From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. There's been a major shakeup in the Trump administration. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has resigned. VOA's Steve Herman is at the White House.
His resignation comes after word was received, spread through the West Wing here, that Anthony Scaramucci, a financier known to be someone that the president likes seeing on TV, is to become the White House communications director.
Spicer's tenure with the administration had been the topic of speculation since the early days of the administration. Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders will replace Spicer as press secretary. President Donald Trump's legal advisors are reportedly looking into possible conflicts of interest within Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team that they could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein has details.
The New York Times reports Trump aides are conducting wide-ranging checks into the professional and political ties of the team Mueller has assembled for his Russia probe. The checks are said to be in preparation for what is described as a looming showdown between the president and Mueller. The Trump team is said to be scrutinizing everything from donations to Democratic Party candidates by investigators to the personal relationship between Mueller and former FBI Chief James Comey, whom Trump fired. A member of Trump's outside legal team, Jay Sekulow, said the lawyers will consistently evaluate the issue of conflicts and raise them in the appropriate venue, even complaining to Mueller directly if needed. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, The White House.
And from Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Israeli officials say three Israelis have died and one more is wounded after a Palestinian broke into a home in a West Bank settlement and stabbed the inhabitants. The Israeli army says the assailant was shot. Earlier, three Palestinians died Friday when clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinians turned violent. Clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinians broke out after the recent implementation of new Israeli security measures. Israeli police have barred Muslim men under the age of 50 from entering a Jerusalem holy place for prayers on Friday. Two top U.S. officials are denying claims that the leader of the Islamic State terror group is dead. There have been multiple reports in recent weeks that the Islamic State leader's Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was killed in Iraq or Syria. However, both U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and National Counterterrorism Center Director Nick Rasmussen said there is no proof Baghdadi has been killed. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held meetings in Washington Friday with his counterpart from Oman to discuss, among other issues, the diplomatic standoff between four Arab nations and Qatar. Last week, Tillerson was in Qatar, where he signed a memorandum in which the two countries agreed to address many of the terrorism-related concerns that Qatar's Arab neighbors have expressed. He talked about progress the country has been making.
Well, I think as a follow-on to our trip over there last week, there has been some, I think, positive movement. The Qataris have continued to move forward on the MOU that the U.S. and Qatar entered into to address many of the terrorism, terror financing, counterterrorism concerns that people have, and they have been very aggressive in implementing that agreement. So I think we're satisfied with the effort they're putting forth.
Tillerson said he and his Omani counterpart agreed Qatar has made progress. Venezuela's opposition-controlled Congress has appointed a new slate of judges to the Supreme Court. The move was immediately ruled unconstitutional by the High Court in the latest political turmoil to grip the country. The Congress, which is dominated by the opposition, has been in conflict with the High Court judges, who have consistently backed President Nicolas Maduro in the country's political stalemate. This week, the death toll from months of anti-government protests in Venezuela topped 100. The U.S. says it will prohibit American citizens from traveling to North Korea. The U.S. State Department cites mounting concerns over the serious risk of arrest and long-term detention. This follows a travel warning on May 9th that alerted all Americans not to travel to the country. I'm Jim Bertel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.